This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, the worship is so wonderful. And it is so amazing to be in the presence of Almighty God. Because he loves you so much. He loves me so much. God accepting me. We're at part 11. And today we look at John, the Gospel of John, the fourth chapter, and verses 23 and 24. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And Jesus himself is talking, and this is what he says. He says, "But the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now. When true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." You know, thinking about this, and the title of these messages, God Accepting Me. How can one not worship him? How can one not turn their eyes toward the King of Kings and join in to the worship, join in to this wonderful, joyful noise unto the Lord? But oftentimes we don't. Oftentimes we're not feeling like we want to worship. Oftentimes we're downcast. Oftentimes we're sad, we're lonely. We are crying inside oftentimes. But then is the very time we should be worshiping. Jesus is talking in this passage about worshiping in spirit, worshiping in truth. For this is what we must do. Yeah, but David, I find it so difficult. Sometimes I find it so difficult. I look around me when I'm in church and I see all these people with their hands raised and they're worshiping and they're in awe, and I can't feel it. I cannot feel it at all. Beloved, I've been there. Done it. Got the t-shirt on that one. And quite often, we think that we're not deserving. Quite often, we feel inadequate. Some years ago, and I know you know this story, but it needs reiterating. Some years ago, I was miles away from God. I was working for a Christian TV station. I was working for a Christian radio station. I was earning a very nice living. So there was no problem with finances. But I was miles away from God when I hurried up to the north of England to do some live TV appearances. And I got there, and I didn't want anyone to speak to me. I didn't want to have anything to do with anyone. I certainly didn't want any Christianese spoken to me. Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah that you're here, etc., etc. I didn't want that. I wanted to be left alone. And I was so miserable, so downcast, so depressed, if you will. And I remember the following day, I was on my way to the TV studios. And someone was sitting in the back of my car, a guy called Edward John, who's a singer-songwriter. He was sitting in the back of my car. I was taking him to the studio, along with someone else, and suddenly he slapped his hand on my back and began to prophesy. I didn't ask for it. I didn't want that to happen. And suddenly, I was filled with this warmth. I began to cry. The tears were cascading down my eyes so much I didn't know, and I still don't know to this day, how I actually got to the studio, because I wasn't looking out of the windscreen. I was on the floor. My eyes were down, but I was still driving. I don't know how I got there, but I know I got there. And from that moment, I knew God was accepting me. I didn't exactly know what was going on until I said to the Lord one day, Lord, tell me what is happening, because this happened for 7 days and seven nights and didn't stop. I said, Lord, what is happening? And he said to me, I'm pouring my love into your life. And this went on, as I said, for 7 days, seven nights, non-stop, non-stop. And at the end of that week, the Lord said these words to me. He said, tell my people about my love. Wow. That was my commission. That was what I had to do. Tell my people about my love. And beloved, that's what I do. And when you receive God's love, for I believe this is something that you have to physically ask for. I believe you have to acquiesce to what God wants on this one. Maybe you don't need to ask for it point blank, but God needs to know that if He's accepting you, you're going to accept Him. And I could change this from God accepting me to me accepting God, because it never stops now. It never ceases. God has decided that He wants me to do that which He wants me to do. He made that decision. He put His finger on my life and said, that, David, is what I want you to do. Okay, Lord, that's a big commission. So what do you want me to do then? And we just continued. When I go to preach, I preach on God's love. And so many are standing to accept it. That's all I do, is preach on His love. You know that God is accepting you. You know it. But are you willing to do that which He is asking you to do right now? And that is to worship, to become a true worshipper. That doesn't mean to say that you've got to sit and listen to songs all day long. That's not worship. Worshipping is turning to Him and saying, Lord God, I love You and I adore You and I magnify Your holy name, whatever words you want to choose. But you're looking at the Lord and you're not asking Him for anything at all. You're just saying to Him, Lord, I love You. Lord, I adore You. That's what you're saying. And you're doing that in the Spirit. Verse 24 says, for God is Spirit. So those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. This woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When He comes, He will explain everything to us. And then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. Can you imagine if that were you? Can you imagine if you had that ability, that honor to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to meet Jesus face to face? That woman with the issue of blood knew Jesus was coming. She knew He was coming. She'd heard, and there He is. And she has this issue of blood. That's what the Bible tells us. And she wants healing. She wants to be healed because she doesn't want this any longer. And so what does she do? She pushes her way through the throng of people and she finally manages to touch the hem of His garment. That's all she did. And Jesus stopped and turned and said, who touched me? Now imagine if Jesus was in these many people, then lots of people were touching Him at the time. Lots of people were touching Him, holding Him, touching His garment. But this woman touched His garment because she knew that if she managed to touch the hem of His garment, she was going to be healed. And it's her faith that healed her in this moment. And Jesus turned and said, who touched me? For He felt the power leave Him and knew that someone had touched her, touched Him. Wow. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. The Father, beloved, right now is looking for people to worship Him that way. Is that going to be you? Are you prepared to say, yep, that's me. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do from now on. This is why we have created Worship Radio 247. Because you can tap in to the Father's heart. You can tap in to His love pouring down on your life just by listening to this radio station. It's so important, beloved. Are you going to make a declaration now to say, yes, from this day, I am going to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, in spirit because I'm worshiping Him, and in truth because this isn't a joke, this is real. And Lord, I know You are my King. And Lord, I know You love me. And Lord, I declare now, in the name of Jesus, I love You too. For Jesus You are my heart's desire. I desire no more than to be in your presence. I desire no more than to spend eternity with you, my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for sending your Son. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you've said the words amen to the prayer I just prayed, then say yes to worshiping him in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.